We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now on the line with us is Desmond Johnson, the creator of Believe in Panther podcast. I hope I'm saying that right. It's Believe in Panther podcast. Desmond, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's everything going today?
Well, we're good. How about yourself? So, I mean, it's interesting, I'm sure, in Charlotte. I think I've read more articles about the college coaching position that Matt Rhule is going to take. I'm like, wait a minute, did I miss? I mean, he's still a coach, but I've never seen him skip steps before so quickly than in this Matt Rhule situation. What is it like there in Charlotte?
I think that was more fans trying to wish that into reality. So that's kind of been the mentality here. The past couple of weeks in particular. I think right now the fan base is teetering on full-blown just revolt towards the Panthers if this Matt Rhule situation doesn't go one way or another. But we've lost nine straight since last year. He's not being very effective in terms of explaining what's going on with the team and their growth. And I think the frustrating thing about it for Panther fans is that they never really bottomed out. Like when they let Ron Rivera go, they never completely cleared out the roster. They cleared the defense out, but they also retained folks like, you know, they gave Christian McCaffrey an extension. They gave Shaq Thompson an extension. They didn't exactly clear it to the bare bones and start fresh. And there's always been mismatched parts. They brought in Matt Rhule. They still kept Marty Herney as GM. Marty's gone. They bring in Scott Fitter. Fitter didn't pick his head coach. Matt Rhule's still there. So it's like, it's weird dynamics of what's going on, and I don't know if it's because David Tepper is a first-time owner of a sports franchise or if this is just Matt Rhule trying to run a pro football franchise like a college program.
Yeah, but Tepper's been a part owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he may have not have been running the day-to-day operations, but he knows what it is as far as to operate a team, you know, and so it's weird. It's weird to me because there's talent on that roster, but they haven't been able to put it together, and so is it just pure quarterback situation and finding the right OC to run that system? I mean, because you look across the board, there's some talent. Now, it may not be 1 through 53 the best talent, but there's some talent on that roster.
Right, and no NFL team, save for maybe one or two, has talent at all 53 spots. But I don't even think it's the quarterback. I think Baker Mayfield's an upgrade from Sam Darnold for sure. I think really it's more the offense is still learning Ben McAdoo's system. And I think the problem for me looking at it, Ben McAdoo is a West Coast offense type guy, right? And really for the first 2 years Matt Rhule was here, he would tell us in the media that the type of team he wanted to build was a run first, defensive minded, smart, tough nosed football team. Ben McAdoo runs a West Coast offense. So it's like you bring in an offensive coordinator that's not going to run what you wanted them to run. One of the reasons why Joe Brady was let go in the middle of the season last year is because we weren't running the ball enough. They weren't calling enough run plays. So to say that and then turn around and hire an offensive coordinator that specializes in short passing game, not a lot of run, it doesn't make any sense. Plus, they hired McAdoo before they even knew who the quarterback was going to be. So it's you know, there's a lot of missteps and a lot of things they're doing. It's almost like they're trying to keep the house from burning down, but it's already on fire, and they're trying to keep it out like a garden hose.
So Ben was with me back when Mike McCarthy was in New Orleans. So, I mean, that's how far it goes back. Now, he wasn't the OC then. I think that was really the start for him in that West Coast system that you speak about, but I know some of the roots of where he learned some of the stuff that you're talking about. And I guess part of the problem is what you see there also is you're trying to mix and match systems, maybe personalities, and none of it has really worked up until this point. Would that be a fair assessment?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, it's frustrating as a Panthers fan the first two games of the year and not see Christian McCaffrey utilized the way he should be used if he's healthy, especially week one. It's like they forgot he was on the field for the first half. And, you know, we in the Believe in Carolina Panthers podcast, it's myself, Sports Illustrated beat writer Skylar Callahan, and former Panther running back Jonathan Stewart. And it got to a point where we were just like, the keys to the game for the Panthers to win, they need to run the football, they need to tackle, and they need to give the ball to their best player. Like, we're literally at these basic steps for the Panthers to pull out games. Because another frustrating thing, too, for the Panthers, since Matt Rule's been here, they don't really get blown out. And you would think they would with the ineptitude at the top, but they usually lose. Like, they'll lead for part of the game. I think they've led most of the games that Rule has been here, which is a crazy stat. But they've lost. They're 10-25 with Matt Rule here. And a lot of those felt like one possession, you lose in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter type of games. And that's how we've lost these first two games of the year. So on one hand, we're looking at like, oh, here we go again. But, you know, glass half full, we lost both those games by less, well, you know, one possession or less in the final 3 minutes of each game. So it's really hard for us to gauge how good this Panther team can be. I would think that they would rely on McCaffrey a bit more going forward, just because when he's healthy, to me, he's a top five player in the entire league. And I don't know if there'd be a whole lot of debate about that. So why not use him? You know, he's there. You know, he's healthy finally for the first time in 2 years. So we'll see if they can do that versus New Orleans on Sunday.
Well, I would say
top five.
Yeah, top five. You good with that, Deuce?
We're going to have to talk about that. When healthy or not, we're gonna have top five across offense and defense, or just offense?
Offense.
We can talk about it, but it's still good.
Yeah, I do like him. I like him a lot,
he's
too.
Tough. He's tough to prepare for, especially with Baker. And I will say this, and we'll close the Matt Rule book. It feels to me like the next five is going to be the Matt Rule era, one way or the other. Because it's four or five at home, Saints at home, Arizona at home, San Francisco at home, Rams on the road, and then Tampa at home. If he doesn't...
Yeah, he doesn't really have much of an excuse. I mean, the next three games are three home games. You rarely get three home games in a row in the NFL. I can't remember a time ever when the Panthers have gotten three home games in a row. And the San Francisco and Arizona games are 4 o'clock kickoffs at home in Charlotte. So if Matt Rule comes out of this stretch 1-6 or something to that effect, our bye week is week 13. I don't see billionaire owner David Tepper waiting until the bye week to let Matt Rule go. At that point, I think that he would pull the trigger. If not before then, from my understanding, Skyler mentioned to us in our new episode today, David Tepper's been at practice all week, which he never is. So that's a sign that David Tepper is like, what are you doing with my money? And we may see some sort of change sooner than later if Tepper's getting involved in this, like personally, like being on the field, watching each practice, which he never does.
Well, it's interesting to me, and you talk about how this team stays in it, because they fumbled it eight times in two games. They only lost a couple, but they fumbled it five against Cleveland. And that's been your defense that just keeps you in. And your defense in the red zone is unbelievable. I mean, they haven't got any turnovers themselves, but the turnover differential -3. But, man, your defense in that red zone have kept teams from scoring touchdowns, which has allowed – you know, the Panthers to stay around. I mean, Shaq Thompson and Frankie Louvu have just kind of – and Brian Barnes, man, they've just kind of owned it. It's a very, very tough defense to go against.
It's a great defense. I think what we – well, a lot of people don't realize they were the number two overall defense in yards allowed for most of the year last year. And they're one of the top pass defenses in the league, too. I think Buffalo and them were going back and forth all year long last year. But it got lost in the wash with all the losses. The thing that happens with Carolina – and we'll see if this tracks again on Sunday. The defense plays great for three quarters, but the offense can't stay on the field, for the defense is constantly out there. And in the fourth quarter, the teams that tend to beat Carolina will string together a 6-, 7-, 8-minute-long fourth quarter drive and a go-ahead score, which wears the defense out. Our defense is great, but our defensive coordinator, Phil Snow, he likes smaller, faster linebackers. And those tend to, you know, wear down a lot faster over the course of the game, especially when your offense is going three and out and punting or not moving the ball effectively. It's just kind of leaving your defense on the island. Plus, the Panthers' offense tends to give the Panthers' defense very short fields to cover off of those turnovers that they have. Last year was a lot of interceptions. So far this year, it's been two fumbles. We fumbled the opening kickoff last week. Then our very first offensive possession, we fumble in that as well. So it's like it's a comedy of errors where the Panthers just constantly are shooting themselves in the foot. They keep telling us they're close, but we've been seeing the same things for going on two-plus years now. And I think the Panther fan base is thinking, well, where do we draw the line here and try to start this thing over or what? So that's kind of where it's a weird gray area we're in right now because it's a 17-week season. We say this as if we're near the end of the year. We've only played 2 weeks. So there's a lot of frustration bubbling in Carolina right now.
Desmond, where can we catch the podcast? And we would appreciate your time, but let us know where we can catch the podcast.
Sure. The Believe in Carolina Panthers podcast is available on all major podcast formats. If you follow Believe on Twitter at Believe Networks or Believe Podcast, I believe it is, Believe Sports as well, you can find it there. Or just Google Believe in Carolina Panthers. It'll pull us up. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, pretty much everywhere. And it's myself, Carolina Panthers beat writer Skylar Callahan from Sports Illustrated, and Jonathan Stewart, the all-time leading rusher in Panthers history. And right now in the season, we go two episodes a week on Monday and later in the week on Thursday with a preview episode.
Very cool. Appreciate your time. And, you know, good luck. Good luck on Sunday. Hope to see you in the press box.
Sure. Hope to see you guys, too. And good luck to you as well.
Thank you. For the Believe. By the way, I think Believe is actually B-L-E-A-V-E. So if you try to spell the normal Believe, you might not get there. But it might take you there as well. Don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.